Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we welcome you. Also, those joining us through our online affiliates around the world, we're glad to have all of you with us as well. I think we all know what it's like to sometimes feel out of place and to have our circumstances change, no matter what our ages might be. But I think the big thing is, what do we do along the way? Do we kind of shut down, or are we able to explore the new world that we find ourselves in, the new place we find ourselves in, whether we're adults when it comes to living in a new place and a new job, and even for young people when it comes to moving to a new school and meeting new people. We're excited to welcome to our program today Susan Bernando as well as Courtney Fletcher. They're the author and illustrator of a brand new book I got a chance to read called The Big Adventures of Tiny House. We'll talk to Susan and Courtney not only about the book and the idea, but what it was like for them to come together to bring this story to life and what it's been like for them already to see the response to it. Now, one of the things I noticed the two ladies have done, especially in using social media on Instagram, is being able to share photos, of course, of the book and different adventures with it. We'll talk to them about how they use social media and also let you all know how you can get your own copy of the book. Susan, Courtney, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Glad to be here.
Hello.
Oh, the pleasure is definitely all mine. You know, Susan, I want to start with you. As I said, you know, you all have been able to use not only, of course, the what are seen as the traditional ways of promoting your book, but also taking advantage of the world that is social media and being able to share that with all of us. What has it been like for you already, Susan, to see the response to the book?
You know, it's actually been a process that started about a year ago when we had the idea for the book, and we really connected with the tiny house community, which there are just tens of thousands of people exploring alternate tiny ways of living in the United States, and they have embraced the book and shared about it on their blogs and podcasts and social media. So it's just been great to see all the great ways people are, you know, following their dreams, living tiny, and connecting with them.
So we have
Instagram and Facebook, and it's great.
Twitter.
Yeah, we're learning it all.
Exactly. You're kind of involved in it all. Courtney, I want to go to you because, you know, pictures are right up your alley as an illustrator, of course. And we'll talk more about, you know, this book and how you were able to bring it to life. But you guys have worked together on other projects before. I mean, what has it been like for you to take your gift and Susan's gift and to come together and create these stories that people are falling in love with?
Well, it's actually been a really wonderful working relationship. Susan and I were friends. We met in a Mommy Me class about 13 years ago, and our first book came about, Sun Kissed Moon Hugs, came about because we were both grieving about some things in our life. She was going through a divorce, and I had lost a friend to breast cancer. So that's how Sun Kisses, Moon Hugs came about, because we were trying to find ways to let our children know that we love them even if we weren't physically present with them. And then that book got to Reading Rainbow and LeVar Burton, and he pulled us on to collaborate with his book that he created. He wanted to create a book to help children through traumatic events. So that's The Rhino Who Swallowed a Storm. And Susan and I are just really, we have ideas and we throw things back and forth, and it's been wonderful to bring her beautiful words to life with pictures. And that my thing is, I just want to make the illustrations as wonderful as the words. So they work together and create a full story, you know?
For sure. And with that being said, Susan, I think, you know, with this book in particular, and it's my first book to read of the two of you, I definitely will be reading others and will be letting our audience know how they can do the same thing. I love the fact that you're able to tell a story that, as I said in my introduction, that young people, I think, will appreciate as well as adults. I mean, what has that been like for you to see the response to it?
I think that's something we've strived to do in all three of our books. These are universal messages that appeal to everybody's inner child, whether you're, you know, 4 years old or 80 years old.
Right.
And the message, you know, so there's beautiful, engaging, whimsical illustrations, and the books are all rhyming, but there's a deeper heart to them. And in The Big Adventures of Tiny House, it's a story of picking up the pieces. It's the story of an old farmhouse that's abandoned, but then it is recycled into A Tiny House on Wheels that sets off to explore the meaning of home. So we, I think we all go through periods in our lives where everything falls apart and you have to sit and look around you and how am I going to put the pieces back together in a way that makes sense and keep rolling. And so that's the message that, you know, things don't stop. You find creative ways to rebuild, and then you just keep following the adventures in your life. That's what life is.
Right. Right. Courtney, one of the great illustrations that you were able to do in the book, I think, is when Tiny House went through its transformation and being downsized, so to speak, and the functionality that became of it. And I thought about that in our lives in a broader sense, that so many times we think we need more stuff to be happy and to be content and to be whole. What was it like for you to show in drawings like that, that you really can have everything you need without all of the big stuff? You can make it with just the things that you need.
Well, you know, it was really wonderful to kind of think about the idea of consumption and about, you know, you're right. We tend to kind of try to fill the void with a lot of stuff. And I think the whole tiny house movement, it's all about, like, life is about exploring and meeting people in your community and the community that you create, and it's about friends and family and your own interpretation of home, so that you don't necessarily – you can live in 124 square feet and have the things that you need, like, you know, food, blankets, books, you know, but you don't need to have a 5,000-square-foot house filled with stuff from, you know, whatever, and be happy. So it's about, you know, it was really like the one illustration that we really felt like we needed was the interior shot, because, you know, everybody knows what a tiny house looks like on the outside, but everybody's very curious about what's inside. So that one on that one page where they have to sell all of their stuff and they keep just enough. So the inside is really cozy, and that's what they look like inside. They're super cozy, these tiny houses. And everything has dual purposes, which is so wonderful. It's so creative how they a dining room table also is a little nook where you can read or write a letter, you know. So it's just really it's this book was inspired by a real home, a real tiny home. So the things that Susan wrote about is exactly how this couple from Tiny House Expedition, you know, they built their house from a torn down farmhouse, and they recycled wood from a tornado, then built their cabinet. So these tiny house people are super creative with the tiny space that they have, and it's inspiring. It's actually made me look at my own big house that I live in and really question everything I buy. Like, do I really need that? Or maybe I need to go for a walk, or maybe I need to go to the museum. That's what I'm trying to fill, you know.
Right, exactly. And I think we all know what that experience is like. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome to our program today author Susan Bernardo, as well as illustrator Courtney Fletcher. We're talking with them not only about what it's been like for them to work together and bringing different books to life, but their newest project is called The Big Adventures of Tiny House. We'll remind you at the end of the segment how you can get the book for yourself. You know, Susan, I think we all know what it's like to have that one individual that seems to make us roll our eyes and say, oh no, here they go again with their opinion. And in Tiny House's opinion, you know, situation, that person is Missy Manchin, I mean, who has something to say about what it really means to be, you know, a real house. You can't be a real house if you don't stay in one place. What was that like for you to remind us all of? Is it how, you know, people are going to have their opinion of us? They're going to have their belief as to what it takes to be happier, what you need to be the best of yourself. What was it like for you to show that and to see the way that Tiny House responded to it?
You know, that was a really fun character, and it's based on what we're seeing actually in our own neighborhood here in Los Angeles, which is a lot of the smaller ranch houses are being torn down, and almost overnight they're, you know, being replaced with huge two-story houses, you know.
And hotels.
and you know, lot edge to lot edge, so they lose their trees, they lose the yard, and it seems like too much. It seems like, you know, this, like Courtney was saying, a quest for more to fill a hole. And so Tiny is really, you know, exploring, well, is it true? Is he not really a home if he's moving around, or if he's tiny? And by the end of the book, he realizes, of course, that home isn't a place. Home is a feeling that you have in your heart when you're with people you love. And you don't need 10,000 square feet to feel that love. You can feel it in, 100 square feet.
Well, I also think that Missy Manchin is that person that we all have in our lives that questions, like, oh, you're the crazy creative, that you're doing something that's not like the norm. And I think that we all need to really listen to our inner voices and what truly makes us happy. And if it's not what everybody expects, we still need to follow that journey, that quest, because ultimately at the end of your life, you need to look back and say, I did exactly what I needed to do for my soul and for my happiness. And maybe it didn't involve what everybody considers normal, maybe we just need to be kind of step back and not be so judgmental on everybody and let, live and let live, bring that back,
Yeah, I agree with Courtney. And that's really something we've embraced as an indie creative team is, we think outside the box. We have been crowdfunding our picture books because it allows us to have complete creative control and put, just put our hearts into the books and not worry about gatekeepers. And so we really love that experience of working together and following our dreams. So we're in that way, we're like big truck and tiny house where we're finding our way in it's a new territory. And every time we're learning, and that's really exciting. It's really exciting to break out of the box and we listen in deep and we ask a lot of questions and we try things and some of them work and some of them don't work.
And that's okay.
Yeah, I love in the book, they build with some nails and a saw and a hammer with a claw. And to me, that's the equivalent of an eraser on a pencil. It's okay to have draft after draft after draft. And just if you're not making mistakes, you're not trying.
Right.
Right.
So it's okay. And it's okay to make mistakes.
Yeah. And I was just thinking too, it's also great that and I'll go to you first with this, Courtney, and then come back to you, Susan. The other thing that I love about the illustrations and how it kind of mirrors this is that it also shows that you're not alone in this. We talk a lot on the show about you're not alone. When people tell you different things about yourself and what you're doing, that don't worry, you're not by yourself and feeling as though that you're the only one who's being made to feel this way. When Tiny House is able to be with that community and to see other quote-unquote individuals, like him, that are able to move around and who are being enjoyed. What was that like for you to share, Susan? Courtney, and then to be able to illustrate. And then, Susan, I'll ask you about how important that has been for you to share that community as well. So, Courtney, I'll go first to you with that.
Well, what's really wonderful about the Tiny House community, when I was doing research for the different characters I was going to create for Tiny to meet and to create his community, you just see that there's so much individuality and there's so much magic in the way that people are creating their tiny house. They're not just going out and buying an RV. They're actually, a lot of them are building these homes themselves. And so it was really wonderful to create this world where Tiny, he's not really sure, if he fits in, but this is where he is now. And then as he goes on his journey, he starts to meet all these interesting characters. And then, like you said, I think that's really important that you understand that you're not alone, that there are other people like you. They may not be exactly like you, but they might have that same DIY attitude or that same individual quest for happiness. It was really fun to create the Jamboree page and the Tiny House Village page and show all these quirky characters that he's met and that, he will continue to meet because he's continue to have journeys, I think that we all need that in life.
Yeah. And for you, Susan, I mean, what was it like for you to kind of share that and to allow, Tiny to not only to enjoy that, but also to kind of share a bit of that story? This is what you wrote. Tiny was proud of this grand celebration and the shingles fair shimmered with joy and elation. They stayed up till midnight swapping songs and tall tales of the adventures they'd had on their tiny house trails. Tiny talked of his plans to visit the stars, how he would hitch to a rocket and zoom straight to Mars. What was it like for you to kind of share not only that, that camaraderie they had, but also to be able to share their aspirations with one another?
Well, the trip to Mars is actually grounded almost in reality for us because on the last book that we did, The Rhino Who Swallowed a Storm with LeVar Burton, That book was sent on a rocket to the International Space Station and read aloud by an astronaut last fall. Astronaut Kate Rubins read the book. It was a special program called Storytelling from Space. So our motto is shoot for the moon, you might land on the space station. because I really do feel there's something magical about reaching for your dreams and not being afraid.
Right.
And that once you say what your dreams are, the people that you need come out to support you,
right.
and it's this really magical path. I mean, that's what we have discovered over and over as we pursue these creative dreams, is that ask and you shall receive. Really,
right.
When you say, hey, I've got this dream, people love to help the dreamers, you know, because they have dreams of
right.
their own. And so there's this beautiful reciprocity that happens, you know. And I think it's really evident in the Tiny House community. It is a community founded on sharing and giving. There's a lot of sharing of information and ideas and support. These Tiny House festivals are springing up all over the place. The Tiny House Jamboree is an actual event that happens in Colorado Springs, and I was there last summer with an early draft of the book, and people were so welcoming and encouraging, and it just, you know, helped us
right.
move forward on our journey. So
it inspires us to keep moving, and that we know, you know, it inspires us that and encourages us to continue on our journey, because we feel like, okay, we're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. And I
right.
think what you were saying earlier about social media, that's one of the beautiful things about the internet and the way we can connect globally to people. Your tribe may not be right in your neighborhood. Your tribe may be at a festival in Georgia. But
right.
like, so these tiny housers are coming from all over the place and gathering together almost like gypsy caravans and sharing ideas, and it's a really wonderful movement.
Right.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because Courtney, I'm going to go back to you about the journey that Tiny House took, because we're able to get a little education in this book as well, because you have, of course, the map of the United States, and you know, there are different places, of course, that are marked, you know, that Tiny was able to explore. I mean, talk to us about that. I mean, the words, of course, kind of lend to that with the words saying north of Wyoming and down to the Keys, then west to the Redwoods to see really big trees. I mean, what was it like for you to kind of show this, and then, of course, to kind of illustrate it in a way that it makes, especially, I think, all of us, but probably kids in particular, make it fun for them to be able to say, okay, what state is this and what state is that? I mean, what?
Right.
How much fun was that for you?
That was really fun, because when I saved that page kind of toward the end, because I wasn't really sure what I was going to do yet. But basically that whole idea of traveling all over the country is, again, inspired by the couple, Alexis and Christian, whose house we based this book on. They have traveled over 25,000 miles with their tiny house. They're making a documentary film, so they've traveled everywhere. So the idea that you can hitch up your home and go and see all the magnificent places that this country has. And I just thought, wouldn't it be great if we put a map and we don't put the state's names and we just have like
right.
roads, and this kind of visually shows where Tiny's been. And then some of our ideas is that maybe in the future we create a book that kids can take along on their own road trip adventures, so that they can, you know, put little stickers or something where they've been, like if they've been to Yosemite or they've been to, you know, the Statue of Liberty or the Niagara Falls. So it's really kind of fun. It makes the adventure that much more exciting, you know. And again, yes, you put a little geography in there and you have to figure out what state. So, you know, we try to sneak stuff in to get kids to really think, and adults. I don't know how many adults actually know all of their geography either. So
right,
it's
right.
And yeah, one of our friends who's actually taking their entire family on a year trip around in a trailer, they put an entire map of the United States on the side of their trailer, and they're going to put little pins, like little stickers on the side where they've been. So I think that was just a really fun way to show Tiny's enormous adventure that he's been on.
Yeah. And I think the other thing in talking about the Jamboree is, I mean, people can see themselves there. I think, you know, we all always hear, you know, picture yourself. And I think not only, of course, with the different, you know, houses, you know, being shaped different ways, different colors. Of course, even with the individuals, with the kids, different races, kids of the kids, you know, involved in different activities. How important was that for you to show, Susan, with this, that, you know, that this is a community that kind of involves everyone?
You know, it's very important. That's important in all of our books, is that we, you know, we're a wide, diverse community here in America, and we celebrate that. And I love that about Courtney's illustrations. It's not a note that I have to give her. That is just her natural style, is extremely inclusive and beautiful, and I love it. Yeah, it's like every age, every color, every, you know, activity.
Yeah.
You've got married couples and pregnant women and little children skipping rope, and everybody is there together for the festival. And again, with this diversity of the homes and the people, and
right.
I think that's a really important message.
It's important to celebrate diversity because, you know, I mean, that's what makes life so interesting, to meet somebody who has a completely different perspective. And I think, I don't know, that I just think it's really, really important, you know. So we try to reflect what's happening in the real world in our books.
Right. I want to wrap up this segment, ladies, by talking once again about Missy Manchin. But what I love is the way, Susan, that you bring her back up. And I want to actually read this because I think this is great. In the way, again, going to perspective, this is what you wrote. He thought about Missy up high on her heel. He hoped she was happy sitting there still. As for him, he was looking for a new way of living, a community founded on sharing and giving. And what I thought was so great about that, and I think, you know, this is the funny thing about life, especially I think for me as an adult, is that so many times people feel sorry for us for being on a different path or not doing what they consider the quote-unquote regular way, and we feel sorry for them because they're confining themselves, you know, in this one thing where they are stifled. And I mean, what was it like for you to have that reflection with Tiny House and to be able to think, you know what, you know, I hope that Missy is happy just being in one place, but that's not the life for me.
Exactly. I mean, I think you just summed it up beautifully. I mean, that is the intention of that verse, is he doesn't wish her ill, you know, that she snubbed him. He hopes she's happy. But, you know, different strokes for different folks, I guess, he is going to keep rolling his way and doing the things that make him happy. And I think the older I get, the easier that comes to me. I think I spent a lot of time in my life doing things to please others and sacrificing kind of what was at the core of me in order to make other people around me happy. And that kind of blew up in my face eventually. And so I, in the last 5 years, have been in my own process of picking up the pieces and finding my own way. And you know what? I really, really like my journey as a poet and a children's book author and working with Courtney. And so I have a lot in common with Tiny.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of us do, and I think that's the great thing about this book, ladies. Again, everyone, Susan Bernardo as well as Courtney Fletcher, they're the author and illustrator of the new book, The Big Adventures of Tiny House. The book is available through our partners at Amazon.com. Susan, let our audience know how they can stay connected with you as well as, of course, be able to find out what's coming up next for the two of you.
Okay. If you go to our main website is sunkissesmoonhugs.com. And all the information about us is on there. And you can also see specifically where we're going to be traveling this summer with Tiny, the Big Adventures of TinyHouse.com. So,
all right. And Courtney, for you, do you want to give out your other information as well?
Well, we're both on those websites. I mean, I have my illustration website, but
you
yeah.
can get there from some cases.
Yeah, everything's linked together.
Got you. Well, that definitely makes it easier. Again, everyone, Susan and Courtney have been our guests. Great conversation with the two of you. And look, it goes without saying, you all are welcome back here anytime. Looking forward to staying connected with you.
Well, thank you so much. We really enjoyed our conversation with you.
Yes, wonderful. Thank you.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Definitely want to thank our good friend Anne-Marie of Get Red PR for setting up this conversation with us for today. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Susan and Courtney, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay anytime. simply by going to the links on our social media pages. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I've already tagged the ladies there on Facebook and Twitter, so you guys can easily stay connected with them there. But if you click on that link, you can listen to the show completely for free anytime and be able to share it with your friends from there too. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.